the Football Sack Podcast, powered by Summerland Credit Union. Banking on football. Go to bankingonfootball.com for details.
It's the Friday show on the Football Sack Podcast. In a week where there was a sporting event with 80 drunk people ejected, and it wasn't a football match.
No.
It was good to see. I'm Jack Quigley. Pat.
How you going, mate?
Pat Flaherty with me again. I'm good. How are you?
It's great to be back.
Yeah, it is.
It's good because we've got the cricket on. We can watch the cricket while doing the podcast.
That's right. So you were ripping on the lounge room recording studio last week.
I'm liking it now.
Yeah, all of a sudden, not too bad, cricket on.
We've got a bit of airflow.
That's right. It's and all good. We've timed this extremely well because the T-Rex on.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll do the duration of the show pretty well. So if we get distracted during the show, it's because we're watching the Vodafone speed gun, whatever it's called.
Yes.
Top Gun.
Yes.
We can even keep you posted. We won't do that because the show's not live.
Ooh.
Oh, a bit of thunder around. Yeah. Storm coming. Let's talk about football, shall we?
Yep. Let's do it.
Socceroos squad announced during the week. You'll recall a few weeks ago me grilling Holger Osiek, putting the hard line on him and saying, mate, if you don't pick a young team... No, I wasn't that harsh with him. But he's picked a young team.
Yes. It's he's listened to you.
He did.
Do you reckon he's going to give him a game?
That could be the other thing. Because he did still pick Archie Thompson, Lucas Neal, Mark Schwarzer.
Yeah.
Do you reckon the kids will get a go?
No. I reckon they won't get a go. And then after the game, he'll be saying... Oh, they're just there as a,
experience.
Experience, yeah.
Yeah. See, that's, I don't mind guys like Archie, Schwarzer, and Neil being in the team, in the squad, because they're good guys to train with, obviously work very hard. That's why they're able to play until they were 75 years old and still play at the top level. Yeah. But I do hope that the kids get a bit of game time.
Yeah, same. We need a bit of new blood. We need to watch something different.
Yeah.
Like, you just watch all the Socceroos games now and it's all the same. Defensive crap.
Yes, I think it's fair to say. Yeah, it is. It's terrible. You can't need last-minute goals from Archie Thompson to get you past teams like Iraq.
And we want to see some creativity, so hopefully they get a go, some of the young blokes.
Yes. One young bloke that I'd love to see get some game time is young Tommy Rogic.
Yes.
Who tore Sydney FC's defence to shreds last week in a game that we predicted would be fairly dull.
Yep.
We said 1-0 to the home side. 9 goals later.
It always happens, eh?
Yeah.
So pretty much everything we say in this podcast, just think the opposite.
Yeah, that's right. Quickly get your betting tips ready
and
tick the opposite box. Rogic is great, isn't he? Futsal player. So
no doubt when he plays, he'll go crap.
Yeah, that's right. He'll have a shocking game against Wellington this weekend, which we'll talk about later on. Other young names to make the squad. Young Leckie. He's in the squad. Good to see. Tommy Orr gets another go, deservedly so after his great cross that set up the winning goal for the last Socceroos international. One guy who missed out was Richard Porter.
Yes, what's going on there?
Apparently, it's they need some FIFA clearance stuff. It was strange because the general gist of the way they explained it was we were going to pick him, but there was a bit of paperwork involved, so we didn't.
I thought it was because he couldn't speak the language or something, was it?
Could be that, yeah. What annoys me is that this guy plays in South America.
Yeah.
Plays, I think he was in Uruguay and Argentina playing for a really long time. And it's not until he went to one of the shit Arab leagues with the money that he gets called up to the national team.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see the point.
A little frustrated in that. That's not sending the right message to young players.
No.
I don't think.
No, but it's good that he picked all those young players because we get to actually see him. Like, we don't get the same in the
play
leagues.
Their club teams.
So now we get the same.
One player who was picked was Adam Sirota.
Yeah. Never seen him play.
No, that's right. Talk of him, you know, is he going to come play for Western Sydney Wanderers? You know, or his club team, Utrecht, going to let him go because apparently he's been playing quite well lately.
Yep.
Couldn't tell you the first thing about the kid.
Yeah.
Really. He's been picked in a lot of Socceroos squads.
Yeah.
Ever since leaving Brisbane Roar, but I couldn't tell you the first thing about it. Thoughts on how the youngsters will go? I mean, results-wise, obviously, it's not important.
Yep.
But performance-wise?
Oh, I don't know. I just hope they go good. just so they get another go.
Yeah, exactly. I just hope the performance is good so that it justifies him picking. Because the worst case scenario is that the team gets thrashed. And I think that's why there's the old heads in there.
Yeah.
You can't have... what you don't want is an entirely young team that then goes 2 or 3 nil down in the first half because the wheels could fall off and then they'll be scarred. A bit like young Jason Davidson coming on against Scotland and scoring a ridiculous own goal with his first touch.
Yeah.
That's not what you want. So I'd like to see a good performance and at least have them...
How did Aaron Moy not make it?
Yeah, he was the one that I was surprised about.
Yeah.
Probably been the standout player in the A-League, I would have thought. Can count himself extremely
unlucky. To be fair, I think
he's
outshone Rogic this year.
Yeah. Like, because Rogic has been good.
Yeah, he only had one good game.
Moy's been better. They've picked Rogic, who I think he's a really good player, but they have picked Rogic on the back of an outstanding attacking performance in a team that up until last weekend have not been really great attacking-wise.
And Moy's been looking great every game, pretty much. He's a class player.
Look, I'm sure his chance will come. He looks really great.
Oh, I hope so.
Is Mark Bridge knocking on the door?
Don't know. He's in good form at the moment.
He is, yeah. But hopefully not.
Yesterday, did you see the 2006 replay of their game against...
The Netherlands game.
Yeah, I did.
I was going to text you. Did I text you?
I don't think so. Great game.
I did. That
brought back a lot of memories.
That game was the turning point in so many Socceroo careers.
Yes.
Milos Dijovski got good in that game. Luke Wilkshire went from bad to great in that one game. Great memories.
Yes. How good did Jason Kalina look?
Yeah, you look fantastic. Dukes.
Dukes. We need him, don't we?
Tell you what, there was one passage of play where there was a long ball play from Craig Moore to Dukes, who chested it down, laid it off for Chipperfield. Chippers crossed it back in for Dukes, who headed at goal, and Van der Sar made a fantastic save to claw it out. Beautiful goal to watch.
Yep.
And Craig Foster would have hated it. Because that was two long balls in a row, even though it was unbelievable skill. Can you imagine Craig Foster's reaction when Celtic beat Barcelona with 18% possession during the week?
I haven't heard from him since...
Yeah.
Last week, so is he still alive?
That's right, yeah. Has anyone heard from Craig? Is he dead? Did his head just explode? More than one way to skin a cat, it seems. Let's talk about the new TV deal.
Yes.
For FFA exciting. And the A-League. I believe that it could almost be announced today. They're still working out a little bit of red tape, but it will see most of the games stay on Fox Sports, but there will be one live one on SBS.
Which is good. Well, I think A-League needs it.
I like the free-to-air part. I don't really like the SBS part. I find SBS's coverage of football to be really drab. They are going to take the Fox commentary, though, I understand.
Well, at least you know there won't be like ads every 10 seconds, which is good, I guess, because it is a government channel.
Yeah, and, true. Although you can't really take ad breaks in football anyway.
Yeah, true. Or Channel 9 would somehow.
Channel 9 would squeeze it in, yeah. They would just run ads at the bottom of the screen during the game all the time.
No,
Richie Beno talking about Channel 9's sexiest new drama.
I don't mind SBS having it, because I reckon they are the home of... they are the original home of football in Australia, and I think they deserve...
I understand that viewpoint, but at the same time, you can't just rest on the fact that you used to broadcast something and therefore own it forever.
Yep.
I think you've got to go, well, what have you done for me lately?
Yep.
And lately, Fox Sports have been the ones who have been prepared to throw the money at it and offer coverage with good magazine shows, shows like The Shootout and Fox Sports FC that are good shows, not like The World Game, which is so outdated and so boring and the same three blokes on a panel every week trotting out the same three cliches about, how Barcelona is good.
Yep.
Groundbreaking research that they've done there to figure that out. For me, the main positive will be if they take Fox Sports commentary for the matches is that no David Bashir, which is good. No Kevin Muscat, sideline commentator. So there are positives to be had, but...
The next TV deal, like a mainstream channel, gets it. Hopefully we get to see Alessandro Del Piero on Dancing with the Stars or something.
That's
like that.
What I was hoping for, yeah.
Or MasterChef. That's right. Like that. Channel 10 got it.
But the way it is at the moment, he's more likely to be presenting SBS World News.
Or some kind of international porno. Late night porno.
10 p.m. on a Friday night.
Yeah. Erotic Tales.
Never watched that in my life.
I used to when I was a teen. Recorded it.
I think everyone did.
That's disgusting.
We'll edit this part out so everyone doesn't hate us. I'd like them to bring back Erotic Tales. See, Friday nights on SBS, you could have A-League at 7 p.m.
And Erotic Tales straight after.
Yeah, that's right.
You'd get a crowd. You're getting a good audience.
Huge male audience. Maybe not the family look that the A-League's going for, but definitely a big audience.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about on the park stuff. Previewing tonight, I'm really excited for tonight's game, Melbourne Heart against Brisbane Roar. I think that it could be a very interesting clash. There's a few sort of permutations that could... Roar could go bottom.
Yes.
Of the table.
Did anyone pick that at the start of the
year? I didn't pick it when they thrashed Melbourne 5-0 just a few weeks ago. So, of course, if they do go bottom of the table, it won't be Rado's fault. It will be Ange's fault.
Yep.
Because that's the all... Remember, anything to do with Brisbane that's good, Rado, bad, Ange. and that's how they do it. So, Barisha's out.
Yeah, who's going to replace
injury
him?
Injury. Just an injury, actually.
No one seems to know what's caused it or what it is.
Yeah, it's a strange one.
It's a mystery.
It just his anger exploded inside him. That's all I can imagine that it was. So, very, very interesting. But also a big game for Melbourne Heart, too, because they've got to start doing something.
Yeah, they've been struggling the last
great
couple of weeks.
Great start to the season, yep. Derby win. And they've really been poor. I mean, Germano with a fantastic finish last week, smashed it in. Unfortunately, it was into his own net.
Yep.
And then Tadic went up the other end and scored an even better one in the right net. So if they can combine those two and point them in the right direction.
Well, it's either going to be a nil or a draw, or the Roar's going to start taking their chances and it'll be like 6-0.
Yeah.
I can't see the Heart really doing much.
Yeah, well, a lot of people said that about Western Sydney Wanderers at Suncorp a couple of weeks ago. I think it will either be a Melbourne Heart win, yep, or a draw, or a Brisbane Heart win. Brisbane Roar win.
Well, who's going to go up front for the Roar? Who do you think? Halloran? Broich?
Possibly. Yeah, I don't. Will they play a false nine a la Barcelona and not play a 4-6-0? Yeah, it will be interesting to see.
That's the coach in you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the analyst in me.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. What do you reckon? You going to throw a prediction down? Our predictions mean absolutely nothing, and don't ever bet on them. But it is funny.
I don't think the Roar can win.
Yeah?
As long as old Rado actually uses his substitutes. Not...
Yeah.
Because the last game he...
just stuck with what he had.
Yeah, for a very long time.
Probably should have changed a lot earlier. Trying to get them back in the game.
Yeah.
I think Heart might upset them tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which would be very, very interesting.
We're split.
Yeah. Would
it's going to be a draw then.
If they go bottom of the table, the Roar, are they going to train with the In Rado We Trust shirts again? Will they train with new t-shirts? Will they make up different kinds of t-shirts depending on what their mood towards the coach is? Like slightly losing faith in Rado t-shirts at training. Yeah. We don't really like the guy at training. Let's move on. Western Sydney Wanderers will take on the Jets. We just touched on their game last week against Melbourne Heart, which was a great win for them. First home win. And they will take on the Newcastle Jets, who are coming back from Perth on the back of a loss, but a pretty good performance, a really good game over there in a 3-2 defeat. Some lovely goals in that game too, including a cracker from Stephen McGarry.
The Gazza.
The Gaz.
Do you reckon he was wearing those really nice underwear?
Oh, of course. Yeah, lucky.
The beige?
Oh,
is they beige?
Like, oh.
With the skid marks?
They were beige when he hasn't washed them.
Yeah.
They're white, they've gone beige over time. But Stephen Gaz doing well. Western Sydney Wanderers coming off a win. Gary Van Egmond this week has said that the Wanderers players, he's not surprised that the Wanderers are doing so well, because as a group of players, they've all got something to prove.
Yeah.
Kind of a siege mentality, because they've all been let go by the clubs. And, you know, no player joined the Western Sydney Wanderers because they wanted to make a step up. They were sort of joined through the back door.
Yeah, it's just trying to make a name for themselves again.
That's right. So it's
trying to right their wrongs.
Exactly. So it's a bit of a siege mentality, and it seems to be working for them.
Yes, I reckon they've been... I'm bringing them in a big surprise package of the year, really.
Helped by a good coach.
Yes.
Well, I think.
Aren't Sydney FC...
kicking themselves.
Yeah, they're kicking themselves.
Yeah, Sydney FC...
They could have Tony Popovich.
Yeah, he was there.
He was there.
He was right there. just hold on to him. Don't let him go.
Yeah.
I can't split them for that game either. I think I'll go draw.
Draw, you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you reckon Ono's going to do a another karate kick to his... To another player?
That was decent, wasn't it? Yeah.
That was a good kick.
That's just...
The Don't know how he didn't get a red.
Yeah.
And I can't believe the commentators didn't say anything about it.
Yeah. I thought karate was the art of self-defense.
Yeah.
But that was very aggressive.
Do you think the marquee signings are a bit of a protected breed?
Oh, yeah.
No, I think
possibly.
They are.
There is weight to that argument. You've got Del Piero winning a penalty you didn't think was a penalty.
Yeah.
We had Heskey winning a penalty that certainly wasn't a penalty.
Yeah.
Shinji Ono kicking a guy in the face almost.
Yep.
And getting away with it.
Yeah, I think the commentators are a bit they don't really say much like anything bad about these marquees or even like the star players. And like it was a case in point last week when Simon Colosimo, he's got the ball, old mate's done a foul on him, and Robbie Slater's called that as experience.
Oh,
I'm going, how's that experience? Yeah. What's experience like?
That's experience there.
Has the experience like made him get that foul?
Yeah.
I don't see how that works.
If you... Yeah, he won the foul. He was fouled.
Yeah.
And apparently that's experience, which makes you think, if you make your debut, is it impossible to foul you?
Yeah.
Without experience, you are just thin air. So... did you throw a prediction on that game? I don't know if you did.
No, I think Western Sydney. I like them. They are my team.
Yeah, that's right. You said that last week. You're backing it up.
Yeah, I like it.
Good. Another game in Sydney. Double header in Sydney this weekend. Sydney FC against Melbourne Victory. The Big Blue. Another lame nickname in the A-League.
Smurfs.
The Smurfs, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, they closed the roof last week.
Yes, they did. They listened to us.
At Etihad, they did.
There must have been a big spate of salmonella poisoning or something.
They obviously just thought, stop the madness.
Yeah.
We don't want any more people to die. And they've decided... Oh,
that's a great shot there.
Sharks just whipped the ball off his toes before. Beautiful shot. No one else needs to die and close the roof. So that was good. Sydney FC coming off not a great performance. It has to be said.
No.
Central Coast.
No.
They were hemorrhaging goals.
Oh, mate.
I mean, seven's huge anyway, but it could have been more.
A couple of weeks ago, we absolutely tore apart their defence, and normally they would go good next game.
Yeah, that's the one time we've been right.
Yeah, they've gotten worse.
the part that I would find very upsetting if I was a Sydney FC fan is that during the week, we heard that they're waiting on the return of some of their defenders. Adam Griffiths and Fabio are set to return, which should help them out.
Yep.
If your defense is shit and you're waiting on Adam Griffiths and Fabio to come back into that defense,
yep,
you're screwed. Your defense isn't improving when those guys come in.
No. And McClenahan, how did he play in the Scottish Premier League?
Yeah, McClenahan is quite a bad player. I don't want to be harsh on him, but he's quite bad.
Bring up old joke. He needs to hang with Lance Armstrong. Something fierce.
Yes. The joke wasn't that great the first time that it needed to be brought back up.
I think it was.
Melbourne Victory coming off a 3-2 win over Wellington and some goals. One thing that will boost Sydney FC, some attacking players returning. Del Piero.
Yes. He's supposed to be back this week.
Yeah, I believe so, the Del Piero factor. And Jason Kolina.
Yeah.
Played 45 minutes of an intra-club trial it's not intra-club because it was against West Sydney Wanderers.
Yes.
But a closed-door, friendly kind of thing. As did Pascal Boschart. Boschart, who is one player who actually could strengthen their defence when he comes back in.
Yeah.
Which would be good. The Del Piero factor...
Do you reckon he would have made a difference last week?
Oh, he might have kept it to six.
I'm surprised he didn't get any Alex Tobin points, even though he wasn't playing.
Yes.
Seems to get the points all every game.
Yeah, we'll talk about Alex Tobin points in a minute when we talk about Adelaide after the Raw game. Remind me, because I'll forget.
Yeah. Since Alessandro Del Piero came into the squad late, like into preseason,
yeah,
surely their game plan would have been built around no Del Piero, and they could have used that game plan last week.
Yes.
So...
That's a very good point.
What was the game plan they were going for?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because the excuse...
They looked very disjointed and crap.
The excuse for the first couple of weeks was, like you say, Del Piero's just arrived. Yeah. We're trying to find a way to play with him.
Yeah. Trying to gel.
Yeah, that's right. Try to gel.
So, first game he's gone, you think the team will be gelling. They'll be...
Yeah, they go, right. This is what we've been working on.
Playing
for the
great football.
Yeah. That's worrying.
Yeah, it's very.
Ian Obviously. Crook. Oh dear.
See, he is a crook.
First man ever to make that joke. What about some of those goals in Melbourne Victory's win over Wellington Phoenix the other night?
Mate, how?
Jeremy Brockie is scoring from outside the box with both feet in the same game. Doesn't happen very often.
No, you don't see it. And they were good strikes as well. Yeah, they weren't mishit.
No, they didn't roll over the line.
Yeah. I think Andy Harper was loving that game last week. He was bringing up the Frankenstorm Sandy. He was bringing that up to describe the game.
Really?
He actually brought that.
I did not hear that. That's...
And he was loving that. He was kept saying, Halloween has come 3 days late for Sydney. He said that about 20 times during the game, I swear.
Oh, as in it's scary for them.
Yeah, something like that. He was just loving it.
That's poor. He would have had that in bold on his notes, highlighted.
That was a perfect game for him to bring it out. Good old Andy Harper. You ever notice how hairy his arms are?
Yeah.
They're
bald men.
That's where the hair is.
They're the hairiest people.
Yeah.
So, like, where I have a full head of hair and extremely little body hair elsewhere. and it tends to flip the other way as well. So, yeah, Andy Harper, poor commentary.
Yeah, he loves his cliches.
I don't mind Harps.
You don't mind him?
He gets a bit excited, but yeah, you can picture him in his living room doing his research for that game going, wait, what's the date? Yes! Yes! Let's move on. Wellington Phoenix, we just mentioned them in a loss. Actually, I'll jump back one sec. What was the better goal for you, Flores or Brockie?
Brockie.
Yeah.
The left-footed one.
Yeah.
Non-preferred foot. That's got to be the goal of the season so far.
It was left footed.
Well, he took the penalty kick right footed, didn't he?
The free kick, yeah.
Yeah.
True. Maybe he's not. I tell you, Jeremy Brockie is a funny player because he can be fantastic.
And very average at the
That's
same
right.
time.
That's right, yeah. He often in the he's same in... game.
Yeah.
He was great for the Jets last year. And great season one of the A-League for the New Zealand Knights.
Yeah.
And then he got signed for Sydney. It was crap. So, interesting.
Well, that's the Sydney effect, I guess.
It is. Has that effect on a lot of people. They take on the Mariners. Will there be goals?
I'm saying no.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Because all signs point to the fact that there should be goals.
Yeah.
The one to the Phoenix, who was superb for the last 20 minutes of Monday night's game.
Yeah.
And were terrible for the first 70. They need to put those minutes together and make 90.
Well, they're at home, so I think they could go all right. They seem to
tough
go
place
right
to
home.
Go. How do you think Tommy Rogic will go now that everyone's watching him? We had during the week Ossie X saying, don't put pressure on him, don't make him the next Harry Kuehl.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's fine for him last week when no one had heard of him.
Yep.
You know, in terms of outside of football circles, that is.
I guess the coaches might put a bit more pressure on him, like opposition coaches. So
yeah, but he's going to have a lot more people watching him to figure out who's this Tommy Rogic guy that everyone's talking about.
Hopefully he doesn't turn into Tomic, tennis player. Hopefully the pressure doesn't get to him and just turns to rubble. Starts doing burnouts
starts
everywhere.
Taking. Starts when his team goes 1-0 down, he just quits.
Yeah.
Decides to leave and then decides to drive the team bus home. And gets pulled over and told to pull over, but just keeps driving. And then locks himself at the team hotel. Yeah. Seems like a nice chap, that Bernard Tomic, doesn't
he? Oh, yeah. One of the greats.
One of the greats. One of the great blokes.
Yeah.
I think that the Mariners will win away.
Hopefully they have like a big, they bring that big tomato sauce blow up thing with them.
I believe that's how they're traveling.
Yeah, that's hot air balloons.
Yeah, they actually left on Monday, and they're just getting some breezes. They found out there's going to be
wait for the southerly. Take them there.
Just getting some tailwinds from the Frankenstorm.
Yeah,
and it's going to just drift them nicely into the cake tin. Hopefully,
Harps is listening to this. What? He's got his pen ready. He's writing down all these quotes.
Windy,
couldn't mention that in the game.
Windy Wellington. If you're ever going to take a hot air balloon, that's where you want to go.
Yeah, that's where you want to go.
It's going to blow you right into town, drop you off somewhere near the stadium. The cake tin. That's right. So, and then everyone will just get out with a really high pitched voice from all the helium. Do blimps run on helium or just hot air?
I think hot air. No, blimps. Well, actually, I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Hot air balloons are obviously hot air. But I think blimps may have some helium in there.
Hmm. I don't know.
Of course, you don't sit in the chamber where all the helium is. You would have a separate booth.
Oh, I've got no idea. You have to ask a heliumist. Yeah. I was made that word up.
I know. I noticed that. Let's talk about Adelaide against Perth Glory. Adelaide United, who last weekend won away at Suncorp Stadium. Eugene Galekovic in goal had one of the great games I've seen him have ever. Pulled off half a dozen stunning saves, which is nothing new. Didn't get picked in Boz's Team of the Week on the shootout. I asked him why, and he said, I didn't have time. They needed my team sheet. But he picked Ian Fife in there, which sort of put his argument to shit. So I didn't have time to put the best goalkeeper of the round in the Team of the Week, but I found time to put a centre back from the same team.
Being a fellow goalkeeper, you would be the first one picked.
Well, I don't understand why. It's not like Fife is a long name.
Yeah.
That took lots of time to write down for your Team of the Week. Galekovic, maybe. Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
Maybe he genuinely ran out of time because he couldn't write down Galekovic. They said, the show's starting, and he went, Galeka Vukovic.
I reckon he just couldn't spell it. He just couldn't spell it.
Yeah, that's what it is. You've cracked it. You've absolutely cracked it. He had three goes and said, screw it.
Pick someone else.
Vukovic. One player who won't be playing for Perth Glory this weekend or ever is Harry Kuehl.
Yeah.
Last week, got Tony Sage from Perth Glory, got his photo taken with Harry at the Melbourne Cup.
Yep.
Put it up, Perth Glory put it up, I think, on their Facebook page or Twitter feed. Then a lot of people started coming out with inside information that Tony Sage had met with Harry Kuehl. Wasn't inside information. The guy broadcast it. Yeah. Hey, look, I just met Harry Kuehl.
Yeah.
Then we had a lot of idiots claiming to have a bit of ITK, like in the know kind of knowledge, saying, possibly a loan move for Harry Kuehl to Perth Glory.
Yeah, 16-game guest appearance or something
like that. Yeah, that's right, Who the hell is he being loaned from? Because he's a free agent. Yeah. So any windbag who said loan move, disregard.
Yes,
he's not loaned. He's a free agent.
Do you reckon he'd be a good signing?
I think he'd be a good signing for any A-League club, just not for Perth Glory. I don't think they've got a spot on their roster to fit him in.
Do you reckon anyone could afford him? There's been talk that he wants to go to Western Sydney want to get him.
Yeah.
There's been talk about that, but do you reckon the FFA would outlay that much money for him? Someone that hasn't played in 6 months?
Yeah, I think it's just his name. They probably would.
Well, I don't think he was that much of a hit at Victory, was he?
Oh, he wasn't, but he still...
So he didn't really engage with the community. Del Piero has... You see him pretty much in the news every day,
much. Yeah, that's right.
He's doing some kind of...
That's right, getting pizza and...
Yeah. Or doing some kind of promotional thing.
Yeah.
We've never seen Harry.
No. He's Del Piero's great.
Yeah, I love him.
He's fantastic. Very much fall in love with him. Are Adelaide, I'm going to steal a term from the AFL, are they the real deal?
Daniel Gill? The real deal Gill?
No, just because in the AFL, anyone who wins a game, instantly they're the real deal for the premiership.
The real deal.
These guys are the real deal. Then they'll lose 8 straight and then they'll win again. They'll be the real deal. Adelaide, top of the league, are they the real deal?
I don't know. It's hard to get excited about them.
It really is.
But really, they've had a head start on everyone else.
That's right.
With all the Asian Cup games and all that sort of stuff. So they've played a lot more games. They're probably more match fit. They've gelled a lot more. that sort of thing. The by the end of the season, who knows?
I think the test for them will be squad depth. I think the first 11 is a decent unit and has obviously, like you say, played together a lot more and are gelling a lot more. When that starts getting broken up as the season goes on, that'll be the test.
I think a lot of teams, they're bound to hit form soon or in the next couple of weeks.
You'd hope so. It's a short season. You can't afford to keep stumbling for too long.
So I just can't see Adelaide improving anymore. That's my problem with them.
I think they don't have another gear to go up to.
Yeah, like the Raw, they have another couple of gears.
Right. Yeah, the Raw have.
They created a lot of chances last week. They didn't take any.
Yeah.
So, that's my reservations with Adelaide.
Oh, I think that's a good call. Perth Glory. Are they
I think they are the real deal. Last week they were without Smelts, Burns, Pantelides.
Yeah, Pat's calling an RD. Perth Glory. Our first RD of the season.
The real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were without a lot of players last week and they look good and they got a lot of depth.
Good performance too. It wasn't just a scrappy win. They played really well, so did the Jets. But real deal.
The real deal.
Perth Glory.
Perth Glory.
Lock it in. Is that your lock of the week?
That's my shoe in the week.
The shoe of the week.
I'm wearing thongs right now. So I can't really do a shoe in.
No, that's
that's my shoe in.
Yeah, there you go.
I just found a shoe on the ground
here. That's right, yeah.
I don't know who's that. That might be Gabs.
Yeah, Gabs is runner. You can put that back
they're
down.
Pink.
They are.
What the hell are they?
They're not all pink. They're black. They have pink trim.
Says the person who's wearing pink shorts.
Yeah, that's right. You are wearing pink shorts. I should add that. We may as well wrap this up and get back to watching the cricket, I think.
Let's wrap it up like Glad Wrap. Let's do it.
Let's do it. It's probably the worst way we've ever ended a show. Thanks for listening. It's been the Friday Show. I've been Jack Quigley. That's been Pat.
See you next week.
See ya.
That was the Football Sack Podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia.